The Gemara Masechta Zvachim, Daf Nun Amar Aleph, teaches us Imal Toida. The pasuk says Imal Toida Lamadnu Shet Toida Ba Min Amaisa. That the halacha is that a carbon toida can come from Maisa. Mid the Ashkechon, since we find similarly Shlomim the Asum Amaisa. So Rashi explains what the very Maskul Lamadnu. That what the Gemara means to say, that if when somebody was menadev, pledged that he's going to bring a carbon toida, he said that he's going to bring it from Meiser, he may. But if first somebody obligated himself to bring a carbon toida, and then he wants to use Meiser money to pay for that obligation, that he may not do, could there's a halacha, davar shebechayva ein ba ela min achulim, that something that you're obligated to bring, you could only use chulin money to fulfill that obligation. You may not use maisa money to fulfill that obligation. So there's an obvious question when we learn this Gemara. Rashi is drawing a distinction between if you made your obligation, if you said up front that you're going to use Maisa money to fulfill this obligation, or if you're not going to use Maisa money to fulfill this obligation. But the question that obviously comes up is if one of the circumstances for which one is mechuyif to bring a carbon taida, so immediately there is a chayiv, there is an obligation on him to bring a carbon toida. And once there's immediately on him an obligation to bring a carbon toida, what's the difference what he said and what he meant if he's going to use Maisa money or not? You're not allowed to, when you have an obligation to bring a carbon, you're not allowed to use Maisa money to fulfill that obligation. So in answer to this question, I essentially found two different approaches in the Achroinim and the Paiskim. One is the approach of the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer asks a question. The Chassam Sofer is in the Shalos HaTshuvos Chassam Sofer, Ohr HaChaim Siman Nun Aleph. He says that the Rosh, the Masechta Brachos, and the Rosh is actually quoted by the Torah in Simon Reish Yotes, says, Birchas HaGoymo, Nisakna V'mokim Karben Toida, Shavim Makrivim Bezman Shebeitza Midrashay Yekayim. So, the Rosh is saying that Chazal instituted the Birchas HaGoymo in the place of a Karben Toida. Asked the Chassam Sofer, he doesn't understand the wording of the Rosh. The Rosh says, Niskana, as if it was a new takana that came up in the time of Chazal. We know that in the capital in Tehillim of Hoidu Hashem, the pasuk outlines all of the different situations, Yodei Hayam, etc. And David HaMelech says, Yizbechu Zivchei Toida, Yisapru Masa Barina. So we see that David HaMelech already instituted that it's already mentioned in Tehillim. So what is the Rosh mean when he says that this was a Takanas Chazal? So he says that if you look in the words, the Chassam Sofer says, if you look in the words of that perek in Tehillim, you will find that the psukim separate different types of situations. He says that the pasuk says, after the pasuk describes Holchim Midbarius, Choylish Nesrapa, Vayotzim Mebeis HaSurim, says the Pasuk, V'yizbuchu Zivchei Soida, V'yisapar Masa Barina. Those are situations for which one has to, this is Perek of Zion, one has to bring a Karban Toida, and Bezman Hazeh, as David HaMelech says, has to say Birchas HaKoyma. In that situation, you would not be allowed to bring the Karban Toida. It makes no difference how you verbalize your obligation. You would not be allowed to bring your Karban Toida from Maisa money. But then, David HaMelech, when he speaks about the Yardei HaYam, speaks about them separately. And then, and the way the Chasam Sofer explains, somebody who was a Yardei HaYam put himself into that situation. And therefore, his level of obligation is different. So according to the Chasam Sofer, when Al Gemari here speaks about the person who could bring a Karban Toida from money that's Maisa money, it's specifically only somebody who's Mechuyev and Karban Toida because he was a Yardei HaYam. That's the only case. And in fact, there would be an interesting Haloch LaMaisa according to this. The question is, what would be if you have in a shul more than one person that needs to say Birchas HaGoyim? And there aren't enough aliyahs available for all the people who want to say Birchas HaGoyimel. So actually the halacha is you could say Birchas HaGoyimel even without receiving an aliyah. But in most places, if possible, the meaning is that somebody who's going to say Birchas HaGoyimel gets an aliyah. And there was somebody, let's say, who was never sick, and somebody who also was a Yardei HaYam. And there's only one aliyah available. According to the Chasam Sofer, we should give the aliyah to the individual who was not the Yardei HaYam, because the Chasam Sofer says that other individual has a chiyuv more than the Yardei HaYam. Another question that would come up, but certainly by the other three situations, again, as we learn in Shulchan Aruch, Arichayim, Simen, Reish, Yud, Tes, that the halacha is Abba Tzrichim Lahoidos, Lashem, that there are four people that have to say Haidah for the Nisim that happened to them. Let's read the words of the Shulchan Aruch. Abba Tzrichim Lahoidos, Yorda Hayam Kshalma Menu, V'holchem Et Barius Kishigil Yishuv, U'misha Yechoyl V'Nesrapa, U'misha Yechovish Rebeis Asurim, V'yotza, V'simonach, V'chol Achayim V'ducha Sela, Chayim stands for Chovish, Yisurim, Yam, and Midbar. So according to the Chasam Sofer, there may be an interesting nafka mina la'aloch la'maisa. One, as we just said, as Rev Yitzchak Zilberstein points out in the Cheshuke Chemed, that if the other three obligations to say Birchas HaGoyimel take precedent over the one that's a Yardei HaYam, that's one nafka mina. And then there's another question. And that's the question.
So one shot that I saw,
someone
is not that the Gemara Chas V'Shalom
has a suffix
that he said Birchas HaGoyimel.
So normally we know the halacha is Suffolk Brachus Lahakal. What's going to be the halacha by Yardei HaYam? So what's going to be the halacha by Birchas HaGoyimel? If we're going to say it's a deraisa, and that's a question of the Suffolk deraisa l'chumra, if it's going to be a regular din the Rabbanon, we have the din of Suffolk the Rabbanon Lahakal.
Then I saw,
if we add
another pshat
to this,
conversation, is what
the opinion of the Chasam
Sofer,
that the Chasam Sofer says that the chi of the Birchas HaGoyimel is only by those first three, not by Yardei HaYam. So by Yardei HaYam, sure, like according to the Chasam Sofer, if somebody has a suffix, if he said it, he would not
say it over.
Not concepts, but the other three, it may be a shaila.
Used to learning
says,
concepts
shayla,
that are
a suffix
sort of difficult, and as we keep on saying so, in our shir, very much not relevant.
Say,
unfortunately,
that probably the best thing there. Such a person should do if he has a suffix.
The Bermaim Chaim says,
"If he has a suffix, if he's mechuyev in Birchas HaGoyimel,
job
he should say the bracha, but he should say Drush it without.
To,
he should say
to try to understand the Gemaras,
The Shem Hashem." if he has
as the Egli Tal says in his Hagdama.
Based on
the biggest schar, the biggest enjoyment that one can have
is a Gemara
in this world.
Gemara
is learning. So what the Gemara is saying is drosh. If you will spend your time trying to learn, trying to understand, even Gemaras that may be a little difficult to understand, kabel schar, the ruchnistic enjoyment, the great enjoyment that somebody gets from learning, the kabel schar. That's the best way you could spend your life. That's the best way you could spend your time. That is the schar. The schar is the drosh. The actual learning is the most geschmack enjoyment and the most geschmack way a person could spend his time.
Once you allocated yourself to bring a carbon tiger, you have to bring it and you have to use chulin money to pay for it. Whereas a tiger's nadova is when the person up front, like the Arab Gemara, said that he's going to be using maisa money to fulfill this obligation. And that's consistent with Rashi's approach here in our Gemara. But according to the Chasam Sofer, maybe that we could suggest that the difference between a Toidus Chayva and a Toidus Nadova is that a Toidus Chayva is when somebody's Mechuyv and a Karban Toida. For the other three reasons, you have to bring a Karban Toida. A Toidus Nadova is when somebody's Mechuyv and a Karban Toida because he was a Yardei Hayam, which the Chasam Sofer, as he explains the Psukim and Perikov Zion in Tehillim, says that that is only something that's not on the same level of a Chiv Karban Taita.